First of all, I remind everybody, tomorrow we're back to Tachnun, 13th day. That's it. That's it for no Tachnun, back to Tachnun. If you sin, you have to say Tachnun. You don't sin, it's up to you. I didn't say he does. I said, if you don't sin, you can think about not saying Tachnun. But you know what's interesting? It says in Chassidus the question that the Arizal, a great tzaddikim, used to say, Hashamnu, Bogadnu, Gazalnu, Alchet. The question is, they didn't steal, they didn't Shamnu, they didn't rebel, they didn't do all those. Why are they saying Hashamnu, Bogadnu, Gazalnu? So it says that because there were general neshamas as leaders, they're included within them all the neshamas of all the Jews, so the sins of the Jews affected them also. So they were also being the neshamas, like the head needs to say Hashamnu for all the other Jews. Okay, back to where we're up to with Makor B'Patish. Okay, now the question is, can I take a beach ball and blow it up on Shabbos? Is that called fixing it? Wasn't used, now it's using.
Or a balloon, no?
What's that? We'll come to a balloon in a second. There's another problem with a balloon. One thing at a time. So, the thing is, if you're blowing it up for the first time, then you're not allowed to, because it wasn't usable, and now you're making it usable. They paskin that if it was already inflated already before Shabbos, and then you want to reinflate it, so because there's already a ball, you're not really making it into a ball, because it was already a ball. Like, we're not about the shoelaces and all that. Now, the same thing with inflating a balloon. Again, for the first time, you take a new balloon, so to speak, and blow it up, you're not allowed to. Inflating a previously blown up balloon is also an issue. Why? If the custom in the place is that you make a knot in the you blow up a balloon, the air is going to go out. So what do? You knot it. That knotting you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're making a knot, which is forbidden on Shabbos. So therefore, a balloon, if the custom in the place where you have these balloons is to make a knot at the end of them, which is basically all over the place, so then you can blow up a balloon, even if it was previously inflated, because you're going to make a knot on it, and therefore it would be forbidden. Letting the air out of the balloon is not a problem. Letting air out of somebody's tires who parked in your driveway. No, I saw it. There was a discussion online the other day. I'm not getting into the whole thing now. Are you allowed, if a guy parked in your driveway, or blocked your driveway, like Jews know how to do very well, and you're angry at the guy, are you allowed to deflate the tires to get back of him? And for that matter, you're allowed to call the cops to have him towed. So there's a whole discussion, I'm not getting into it now, but it's a very interesting, it's not so simple, by the way.
By letting out the air, you're changing the form of the balloon.
No, you're not, you're just ruining it. You're not making something. You're not making anything. Makor B'Patish means that fixing, I'm repairing it. Now, kids like to make, or adults like to make, paper airplanes. You know, you take a plane and fortune tellers, you know, all those types of things kids used to play with. So those you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because you're shaping it. So you're shaping the paper into an airplane or a fortune teller, whatever it is. So all those things would not be allowed to do on Shabbos. Like sharpening a pencil. Okay, you couldn't go on Shabbos because you're fixing it. I mean, it's in addition to the other aspects of Shabbos. Or bending a safety pin. Now, a safety pin that's not usable as is, because it's really bent out of whack. Okay? I'll give you an example. It's open and bent all the way open. So you can't use it as it is, because the safety pin you need to. So then you're not allowed to re-bend it, because it wasn't usable. If the safety pin was a little bent, but you could still use it, then again, you're not fixing anything. You're not repairing anything. So then you would be allowed to.
If you can use it, it's usable, but it's not perfect.
Well, they're right. If it's usable in the present state, some people say it's rabbinically forbidden, because you might come to do it when it's really bent out of shape completely.
What about a screw, a loose screw?
A loose screw you can tighten. We're going to talk about it soon. But a loose screw you can't tighten because, again, you're fixing it.
But it may work already.
Yeah, but then it's rabbinically forbidden. In other words, if it's not usable, it's really loose, you can't use it. The same thing you have, that's where we're going to come to, a handle on a pot. You know, you're talking about a handle that's screwed into the pot, right? Sometimes the screw gets loose. So if it's mamish loose, really loose, that you can't pick up the pot with it because, you know, then fixing it would be biblically forbidden. If it's like half in, you could still use it, but not properly, so then it's rabbinically forbidden.
Isn't it muksa, the safety pin?
Safety pin is not muksa because the safety pin could be used on Shabbos.
It can? For what?
For what?
It's like sewing. If you put it...
It's not. It's... Okay. Okay. Let's say this is a garment, okay? It's a cheap garment for a dollar. Now, usually, let's say you want to connect these two ends that right there that are... Now, usually when you do a safety pin that it should hold, you go in and out on the side, and then, okay, then it holds properly, okay? If you just stick it in and you don't go in and out from the same side, it really doesn't hold well. Okay? So in and out, I mean, just in on two sides, one, you know, in on both, one in and out on both sides together. So then that's, everybody said that you could do on Shabbos. Because that doesn't do anything really. It's not connecting. Now the Shaila is, what happens if, can I go in and out? Let's say a hem.
What is a hem?
The pants or the dress or whatever. Now, can I take a safety pin on Shabbos? And so now, to stick in the safety pin in and just, and then close it, that for sure you could do. Because you're not really doing anything. In and out is interesting. There's a machlekes in Poskim if you could do it. There's argument if you could do it or not. There's a tshuva in Minchas Yitzchak that seems from the tshuva that the Rebbe wrote him a letter or something that the Rebbe held that you could go in and out in a safety pin. And that's the way we hold that you could go in and out in a safety pin. It's not called sewing because it's made temporarily. It's made for temporary thing. It's not, you know, that's what a safety pin is made for. To, it's like a zipper to a certain extent.
Right, but like let's say if the pants bottom, you know, the
hem
came loose. You can't use a safety pin to do that.
You just said you could.
Then you could do that.
Yeah, but you can't use a safety pin. Why? Why? Because technically, you could wear the pants with the hem down. It's still a garment. You could still wear it. But let's say if your temple, we discussed it the other day, if your temple of the glasses falls out, then you can put a safety pin that you don't have any screws, yeah? So you put in a safety pin to hold it. That you can't do because you can't use the glasses without it.
Yes, you can.
You can't, yeah, but technically if you could, yeah, but it's very difficult. In other words, by the hem of the pants, you're not making it a pants now because it's a pant. Whether the hem's down or up, it's still a pant. It's still pants. Here, it's a broken pair of glasses that you're fixing. There's a difference where you're using the safety pin. But because a safety pin could be used, it's not even keli shemalachte le'isir. It's not muksa at all.
Can we make a hole?
Huh?
Can we have
a hole or yeah, it's destroying it.
Same thing with paper clip. That would not be also...
Paper clips is not a problem. You can't staple on Shabbos, because that's mamish sewing. Halachically, it's called sewing. But a paper clip is made to put in, to put out. It's not, it's like a zipper. You open the zipper, close the zipper. You're not sewing and unsewing. You know, it's, what?
Let's say the zipper becomes a zipper for the pants.
How are you going to put it back together? You mean the zipper broke?
If it broke from one...
Then you can't fix it. No. Okay, next. Now, what happens if you have a piece of aluminum foil?
Like, if you're a guest and the zipper breaks, that's such an embarrassing situation. There's no
What do you want to do?
Well, fix it. Something.
How do you fix it?
Whatever you can.
No.
Change the pants.
No, what do you want to do? It depends what you want to do. You can't just...
Try to fix the zipper.
How?
You cannot fix the zipper.
How? You can't. How are you going to fix it?
I mean, because you can't really fix
it. How are you going to fix it? You have to sew it if it tore. Explain to me, what do you want to do? I can tell you if you're allowed
sometimes
to do it.
You know the zipper?
Yeah.
Sometimes it goes out. You just have to put one side and pull it out.
That's not a problem because that's made that.
But
if it mamish tore, the zipper broke, you could put a safety pin in to hold it.
No, if there's no way you can sew it.
And Shabbos, no.
You say it's embarrassing.
Change your pants.
There's no pants. You'll get somewhere. And
so,
change your pants.
No, take your pants off.
That's what you wear.
It's okay. Trust me.
Okay. Next. Now. Now, what happens if you have, let's say, aluminum foil? What does happen if aluminum foil crunches up? Okay, am I allowed to straighten out aluminum foil or paper napkin that became crunched up or things like that? You're allowed to do because you're not doing anything. You're not fixing it. You're not doing anything. The same thing we said, a plastic cup is bent. Okay, so then you could just fix it because that's normal. Or a dent in your hat, you know, came out. You can just push it back in or whatever. That's not a problem. Attaching the handle of a broom, if you have to screw the handle into the broom, for sure you can't. Why? Because a broom without a handle is a broken vessel. You can't use a broom really, you know, without the handle. So now you're fixing it. Even to screw it in loosely is rabbinically forbidden. So you can't, I'm talking about, not with a screw, but you know, you screw in the wood into the broom.
Can you close a valve on Shabbos?
Close a valve?
Yes.
What type of valve? Heart valve?
Water valve, gas valve, wood, water valve.
Why not?
Because you just said you cannot screw something.
You're not screwing, you're just loosening it. You're closing it. Let me ask you a question. If the hot water is on Shabbos, okay? We learned you can't open the hot water because cold water goes into the boiler and you're getting it cold. But if the hot water is running, are you allowed to close it?
Yes.
Why not? You're right. Why?
The water is going.
You're not doing anything.
What?
No, because by closing it, what are you doing?
Yeah, but then you can't switch back to cold water.
No, you just
you could, but it has to go all the way to cold water. Because then no water is coming into the boiler.
I think the whole thing is the purpose of screw is to attach two different elements.
Every valve has a stem.
It doesn't matter. All you're doing... Are you allowed to open the door on Shabbos?
Depends on what door.
The doghouse door.
That's for sure.
Okay.
Why? What? That's what it's made for. A valve is made to turn... Let's say somebody had a blech on Shabbos. You're over the fire. And the fire went out on Shabbos. Whatever, it happens, you know, the fire goes out. Can you close the gas?
Yes, of course.
Because you're not doing it. Even without safety. I'm saying even if you open the windows, I'm saying you're not doing anything. You're just closing gas. Like this gas goes in, you're stopping the gas from going in.
So what are you doing with screw? You're screwing and unscrewing something.
You're not doing it by a valve. That's what it's made for. It's made to open and close. Like we said, all those things that are made. A zipper is not sewing because it's made to go up and down. You're not screwing things in. You're turning something on, you're turning something off.
I have a question.
Yeah.
You have a toilet seat, and underneath the toilet seat, there's a screw. And if the toilet seat is
loose, you can't fix that on Shabbos.
So even though you just a little bit, you're not allowed to...
No, it's rabbinically forbidden.
Oh, wow.
Good question.
Very, very relevant. No, it's not a funny question. You know what? It's a very good point. You can't, if a toilet seat got loose, you can't even, to tighten it completely is biblically forbidden. To tighten it loosely would be rabbinically forbidden. But you can't because you're fixing it. It's broken and you're fixing it. Same thing we learned, okay, attaching handle of a pot, we learned. Now what happens if somebody needs to take a
can you?
What?
The screw
no, 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 no. No, if you tighten it, it's rabbinic. If you tighten it, it's biblical. And if you not so tight, it's rabbinic.
You said the chain also we cannot do.
Which chain? Yeah, correct. Now, what happens, sometimes people have to take shots on Shabbos. You know, people have daily insulin shots or whatever it is. Or infertility shots. I mean, there's a lot of issues with shots. So, I won't discuss the question about shots, but are you allowed to attach a needle to the syringe? You have to take, you know, so that you're allowed to do. It's because, again, that's what it's made for. It's not an issue of fixing anything. It's made to put on and off. So you
just can't measure it.
You can't measure to approximate. Good. Very good. You get an A+ in the finals. No, just okay. Let me go off a little bit into the shots later. But a person is allowed to take a vaccine on Shabbos. The only question is, the only problem with the vaccine is causing bleeding. So sometimes, I'm not talking about life-endangering situation. I mean, that's not what to talk about. But I'm saying, sometimes people, when they give a shot or take a shot, it bleeds. Sometimes it bleeds, sometimes it doesn't bleed. So if it always bleeds, then you have a question because you're causing bleeding. Then you have to ask a shayla how important it is to do the shot, and there are various ways of getting around it, halachically. But if the shot sometimes bleeds, sometimes not bleeds, so then it's not a psik resha, it's not inevitable to happen, so then you would be allowed to take shots on Shabbos. And people, that's not halacha, people that need to take shots on Shabbos, take shots on Shabbos, generally speaking.
Can you check your sugar on Shabbos?
Huh?
Can you check your sugar on Shabbos?
Diabetic people could, because it could be life endangering.
You know you're causing bleeding, right?